This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
We've talked a lot about Pennsylvania. We've talked a lot about the liquor business. We've talked a lot about the absurdity of Governor Tom Wolf closing all these liquor stores. Well, there's new data out that shows that people are, in fact, driving over the state lines to get their booze. Shocking, right? Joining me now, David Osgo, Senior Vice President, Economic and Strategic Analysis at the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. David, thanks for joining me. Obviously, this shows that people want to get, they want to get their drinks, and they're going to find a way.
Yes, that's exactly right. Well, what the AC Nielsen data shows beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know we've all heard anecdotal evidence with our neighbors or maybe ourselves crossing over the border into neighboring states to buy spirits. But what the AC Nielsen data shows is that the border states, West Virginia, Maryland, for instance, are all well above the national average when it comes to growth. And in fact, Ohio saw a 60% increase year over year in their spirit sales. So it's really, really strong evidence that Pennsylvanians are leaving the state to purchase spirits.
And I know that some states have cracked down on that. I mean, in Delaware, they've put up police checkpoints and they won't let you in. At least one county in West Virginia, I read, they won't sell the Pennsylvanians who cross the border there. But still, people are finding a way. I'm assuming a lot of people probably come into Jersey, I would think, especially, you know, in other parts of the state, but in this area, too. Why not use this data then for the state of Pennsylvania to say, OK, clearly, instead of sending all Pennsylvanians out of state, which is dangerous in its own right, because now they're going to be joining with all the Jersey people at a liquor store. So now the stores are crowded. There's no social distancing. Why not allow people to go and purchase the kind of products that they want?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Obviously, the governor is doing what he believes is best. We certainly want everybody to be safe. But there's strong evidence that, well, we probably can open the liquor stores in some form or fashion and have people be safe. When you look at what's going on in other states, they are practicing social distancing. You know, perhaps they're only letting a certain number of people in at a time. Maybe they're only allowing the employees to handle the bottles. I know in Alabama, you order ahead and then an employee brings the bottle out. So there are certainly other ways to go about ensuring the safety of the public. Now, by keeping the stores closed in Pennsylvania, as you said, what we're forcing people to do is go over the border, and that in and of itself causes safety issues.
A lot of these, the members that are part of your association, and this is important for people to understand, I mean, these are small businesses, and they're trying to get by like everybody else is. And this is also going to have an economic impact on them if they're not allowed to be in business.
That's exactly right. Well, we have a number of different kinds of businesses. We have large and small, but particularly the small ones, the craft distillers, are facing difficult times. We did a survey, and I believe 30% of them had to furlough people already. Now, obviously, it's the last thing that they want to do. But for a lot of these folks, you know, a large percentage of their sales go through their tasting rooms, which are closed down now. So if you start closing off the retail access for them, well, it really leaves them no other choice except to lay off employees. And I might add, the state recently had to furlough 4,500 PLCB employees. So it's impacting residents of the state of Pennsylvania as well.
Yeah, and also they tried to do this online thing, right? But from what I understand, the website was crashing and people couldn't get their orders placed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, there are a lot of good people at the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. They're obviously trying their best. The online sales were an attempt to come up with some kind of solution. Unfortunately, their system simply couldn't handle the volume, which just goes to the fact that there is this demand out there. And it crashed the system. Now, what they did is they took a step back and said, okay, we're only going to allow, we're only going to open the online system at certain hours of the day, but we're not going to tell you. And then we're only going to take customers almost randomly. So from that perspective, it's almost like, I don't know, going to a financial planner and having him tell you, well, for your retirement, why don't you just try the lottery? You know, it's just not a very satisfying solution.
No, it's not at all. It's not very fair. Are there any efforts underway to have the governor change his mind?
Well, we are certainly in contact. We've written letters. We're offering other solutions. You know, perhaps you only open a handful of the stores, and that way you can ensure that you have enough employees properly policed to make sure that right. people are practicing social distancing. We've talked about perhaps selling through bars and restaurants, which, given that they're largely closed now, if you can buy carryout drinks to go, other states have done this and they've done it safely. And also, there is also the option of selling spirits through grocery stores, as you do beer and wine now. So there are other options if you don't want to actually open up the stores.
I mean, Jersey has its own problems, but at least yesterday I had liquor, delivered to my house. You know, they brought wine and beer to my house. I didn't even have to leave. It was great. And you could also do curbside pickup. I mean, it just seems like this is a no-brainer right now. If other states are doing it, Pennsylvania should be doing it as well. So I appreciate your efforts in trying to push for this. David Osgo, Senior Vice President, Economic and Strategic Analysis at the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. Thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.